In the legislature, a bill that would increase funding for schools has been introduced. A team of nine Democrats want to peg what's called the base student allocation to inflation. That allocation gives schools $5,680 for every student they have enrolled, and it's remained at the same level for the past 3 years. The funding bill would increase that amount to nearly $6,000 to account for inflation over the past 2 years, and it would permanently tie the allocation to the Consumer Price Index going forward. Representative Harriet Drummond served on the Anchorage School Board before being elected to the legislature. She describes the bill as a way of responding to recent staffing cuts in the district.
The school districts have been cutting for years. They've long since cut any fat, if there ever was any to begin with. They're now cutting certified staff.
House Majority Leader Lance Pruitt is skeptical of the bill's potential to get through the legislature. The Anchorage Republican is concerned the bill would give future legislators less flexibility with the budget in times when less revenue is coming in. He says that changes to the education funding formula would probably have more success if the Democratic minority took a bipartisan approach.
The bill that's out there is more of a political statement than truly addressing the issue. If there was really a desire to see this move forward and not just be an opportunity to talk to you guys, then you would probably see some majority members' names on there.
Pruitt thinks the governor's plan to keep the base student allocation at the same level is a good starting point.